An attempt to recall half of the members on the Haynesboro Assembly is underway. It's still uncertain whether the effort will go to a public vote, but one of the misconduct allegations brings up a gray area in Alaska law about whether private conversations between assembly members can violate open meetings rules. Don Turner Jr. is the main sponsor on the three recall applications filed last week. Turner did not want to be recorded for this story, but he provided KHNS copies of the emails he references in his case against assembly members Tresham Gregg, Tom Morfitt, and Heather Lendy. One is an email Gregg sent to Lendy on December 12, 2016. It was the day before the assembly would vote on whether to approve a piece of the harbor project they had previously rejected, a 33-foot extension on the new wave barrier. In the email, Gregg says to Lendy, quote, "I hope we don't have to tussle over the 33-foot extension of the wall. Tom and Ron and I are against it. Need you there too." Gregg was referring to fellow assembly members Tom Morfitt and Ron Jackson. Turner says he got the email from former manager Bill Seward, who put in a public records request for certain assembly communications after he was fired. Lendy replied to Gregg, but her response was redacted by the borough attorney. Turner thinks Gregg talking to three other assembly members about the issue, even if they were separate conversations, amounts to a violation of the Alaska Open Meetings Act.
We have recommended that you not do serial polling at all.
That's Alaska Municipal League Director Kathy Wasserman. Wasserman says AML advises newly elected officials against what's called serial polling or serial meetings. An AML handbook for elected officials says, while this is not explicitly forbidden in the Open Meetings Act, courts have concluded that a series of individual conversations, quote, may amount to an illegal meeting.
To have one person start to contact another and then it works its way through an assembly or a council is against the Open Meetings Act, because basically decisions are being made not in the meeting. And the discussion around that issue, more importantly, is not being held in public.
John McKay, a lawyer who specializes in the Open Meetings Act, says serial meetings are a gray area. He says the Open Meetings Act is meant to provide access to all phases of the deliberative process government bodies go through. Turner says Gregg's email to Lendy is evidence the two of them and Morfitt violated the Open Meetings Act. But the three assembly members disagree. Gregg says the private conversations did not preclude a public debate, which the assembly did have at its meeting.
I don't think that there's anything that we did anything particularly wrong.
Gregg also pointed out that the 33-foot breakwater extension was approved. He was the only vote against it. Lendy said assembly members checking in with each other is not depriving the public of its right to witness the deliberation process.
I think that this assembly has been more than any other one in recent memory really good about deliberating public. And I think that that 33-foot wall had lots of discussion in public. And I think that minds were changed back and forth from even what people thought on the street to what happened in the meeting.
Morfitt also defended the assembly members' right to have private conversations about borough business.
It is my understanding of the Open Meetings Act that any individual member can poll each of the other members. What we can't do is make decisions outside public meetings. We can't say, what are we going to do?
Morfitt says it looks like Gregg polled fellow assembly members and then reported to Lendy what he found. Morfitt says they did not get together to plan their decision.
I don't believe that that is a violation of the words of the Open Meetings Act. I think it might be arguable that that violated the spirit of the act, but even that, I think, would be tenuous.
Turner's violation of the Open Meetings Act allegation is just one of the claims in the recall applications. In the next couple weeks, the borough clerk and attorney will decide whether the claims warrant official recall petitions. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.